Many years ago, I was chosen as the foreman on the jury of a criminal trial. The 12 of us were ushered off to the jury room after listening to the defense and prosecution both make their cases. After many hours of deliberation, we found the defendant guilty and returned to the courtroom where the judge asked me to read the decision and the punishment. I thought the least I could do was turn and look the defendant in the eye and say, "We, the jury, find you guilty." And with that judgment, he was handcuffed and taken from the courtroom, separated from his family and friends. The fear of being judged and separated from those we love is common to all of us. So have you ever felt condemned? Afraid of being separated because of something you said or done or believed? Well, the theme of this meditation from John chapter 3 is about being protected from judgment, guarded against the fear of condemnation, and shielded from criticism. So to begin your time, allow wherever you are to be transformed into a sanctuary of divine protection. Time to be shielded by the Holy Father, embraced by the Son, and counseled by the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of understanding by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 8. As I lead us, respond, "Lord God, protect me from judgment." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord God, protect me from judgment. I am sure that neither things present nor things to come, nor powers, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord God, protect me from judgment. And I am sure that neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord God, please protect me from judgment. For a moment longer, rest in the divine presence. God is not absent. He is here. It was George Washington Carver that once said, "How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong. Because someday in your life, you will have been all of these." So remaining in this sacred space, become aware of areas where you may feel you are being judged for being too young, too old, too weak, too strong, too something. Scan your body and your mind and your soul for any feelings of condemnation. What emotions rise to the surface as you face pending judgment? How does your body respond? If they come, be open with your tears and shudders. You are safe and sheltered in the protection of God. for another moment now, center on freedom. Center on being secure, your heart protected. Center on being saved by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Center too on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Fear often has us taking shallow breaths from our chest. But allow your breathing to slow as you breathe deep from your stomach. Focus on the slow rise of each deep breath. Be mindful of it rising. Be aware of God's salvation with each deep breath. Even in the protecting presence of your Heavenly Father, you still may have recurring thoughts of anxiety. Please certainly feel no condemnation. Rather, return to your breathing and whisper the words, "Lord God, protect me from judgment." Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from John chapter 3 verse 18 in the New American Standard Bible is a portion of a letter written by the Apostle John. He wrote this tender gospel letter so that the early church would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may all have life in His name. So imagine these words now as a personal note from John to you in the midst of your feelings of being judged. My dear friend, I can relate to how it feels to be condemned by the world and judged by your own shame. But remember that who believes in Jesus is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. So, therefore, believe. Where did your thoughts settle? Listen once more for an emotive effect this scripture passage has on you. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Where did your mind begin to center? Well, take this next minute for the Holy Spirit to guide you into deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the Common English Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him isn't judged. Whoever doesn't believe in him is already judged, because they don't believe in the name of God's only Son. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to this passage again from the Amplified Version. Dear Lord God, help me always remember that you did not send your Son into the world to judge and condemn me, but rather that I might be saved through him. For whoever believes and has decided to trust in your Son as their personal Savior and Lord is not judged. I do trust in Jesus, so for me there is no judgment, no rejection, and no condemnation. And for this I give you all praise, honor, glory, and thanks in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what do you want to hear from God? Where do you need his protection from judgment? Judgment both from the world and condemnation from your own guilt and shame. Take another minute now for this scripture passage to become your prayer. Idle your thoughts now and enjoy God as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Have you ever stood before a judge? Maybe a traffic ticket? Perhaps something more serious? Well, imagine yourself in the courtroom, standing before the imposing figure of the judge. Listen as he sentences you. Feel the weight of the fine, the judgment. How does it feel on you? The guilt, the shame, even the condemnation from the eyes of the jury. Now notice the hands of Christ on your shoulders, him standing behind you. And listen to the words he whispers to you. My child, I don't condemn you as the world does. I save you as only I can. You believe in me, therefore I believe in you. I save you, and by my name, you are free. Take this next minute to humble yourself in the arms of your forgiving God. Rest here forgiven, healed, anointed, and restored. As you navigate your way, be aware of moments when you may feel the threat of condemnation, the footsteps of approaching judgment. Don't fight that fear, but rather let it remind you that God is present, and in His eyes, you are pure, perfect, righteous, holy, free, and without condemnation. Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction, to remember that whoever believes in Jesus is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, therefore, believe. Believe in the name of Christ. Trust in the protection of the Holy Spirit. And accept the forgiveness of God at this moment and always. And no matter whether in the first light of morning or the last light of evening, remain here for another moment longer, whispering, Lord God, protect me from judgment. Being safe in the protecting presence of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.